say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack.
WMFO Medford.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
See chart, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO. Attention, donation. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
I do not know. Ramones Block. Hey, what did we hear? We started it with We Want the Airwaves. We had That Job Ate My Brain, Too Tough to Die, Time Bomb, and right there, live from, I don't know where, maybe it was live from Rockaway Beach. Rockaway Beach on MFO. And Kenny's still hanging with me.
But now we got, in addition, G. Julie.
G. Julie's in the house.
Yep.
Want to say hi, G. Julie?
The all host of Morgan Hugh commands you.
All mics
Morgan
are up.
Morgan is calling you.
Hello.
Gee, it's Julie.
Hello, everyone.
She's going to be lifting a big organ later on.
Wow.
Yes, I'm roading for Deep Purple cover band.
Deep Purple cover band. And you'll be carrying an actual instrument. Okay.
That's for her cousin, Sabbath Drums, who was the second drummer in 2 Million BC.
Nice. Oh, so now I gotta play Deep Purple, don't I?
Always play Deep Purple.
What's your favorite Deep Purple song?
And whichever Alex Gitlin, a Mad Painter, wants to hear.
Well, I'll find out. I'm typing it in, Deep Purple.
I'm actually more partial to the stuff on the Tetragrammon label, which... Alex calls that the Bill Cosby label, which it was.
Is it the same singer?
The Captain Beyond singer.
Yeah, I don't...
You like David... Ian Gillan, that's the guy. Yeah,
that's the real stuff.
That's Mach 2, though. That's the second version of the band.
What do you want to hear? Something like...
We can do the traditional Smoke on the...
No, we're not doing Smoke
overplayed,
on the Water.
Overplayed.
I'm sorry, I know it is overplayed.
How about Lazy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my theme song.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm lazy. I just stay in bed.
Deep Purple, MFO. They're singing about Kenny.
It's not, though.
No.
Thank you. you're drowning, you don't clutch no straw, no, no. If you're drowning, you don't clutch no straw. You don't want to live, don't want to cry no more, no
Yeah, but if the money's no good, just get a grip on yourself. Stranglers there. Started that off with Jim Croce. No. We heard Jim Croce way back, but I don't think I said it. You don't mess around with Jim. But we just heard Deep Purple, Lazy, and Stranglers, Get a Grip on Yourself. Did I mention the Ramones songs? For Ramones, I played We Want the Airwaves, The Job That Ate My Brain, Too Tough to Die, Time Bomb, and Rockaway Beach. And right now, it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report, where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's going on according to them this week. And not a lot going on this week. It's not too busy. Saturday, tonight, Triple B Records Records presents American Hardcore Fest 2019 with Magnitude Wildside, One Step Closer, Restraint and Order, Method of Doubt, Anxious, Big Mac, Field Agent, All Ages, 25, we don't talk prices. The Middle East, 12 p.m. doors. This is an early show. Oh, so that's happening right now. Check it out. Tonight, the Scrooges, Bricks and Mortar, Nice Guys, and the Von Trapps are at the Wants Ballroom. And also tonight, third annual Tunes to Tots benefits with Lose the Circle, The Bad Reminders, and more at the Midway tonight, 3 to 7. Friday, Merry Friday the 13th, Rockin' Bob Punk Band are at Kodo in Salem. And also next Friday, we have Stop Calling Me Frank, The Dirty Truckers. Actually, no. I'm reading from December 7th. Never mind all that. What's the date today? It's November 30th, right?
Yeah.
I'll double check my phone.
Tis.
Yep, November 30th. Of course, okay. I'm more familiar with the MC5 than I am with an iPhone 5.
Okay, never mind those other bands I said. And why does this look like this? November 30th. Etsy Makers of Boston are at Beaumark and Union Square, Somerville, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that's happening, whatever that is. No. I'm not sure the way they set this up. I think you're just going to have to go to bostongroupienews.com to check it out yourself. And did you have something, G. Julie, you wanted to announce?
With your cousin.
My cousin?
Yeah, speaking to the microphone.
What's going on, Julie?
Tonight at 9 p.m. at Charlie Bravo's, 9 Grove Street in Putnam, Connecticut, 53 miles from here. It's going to be a full night of legendary Deep Purple music of the 70s and 80s, recreated by Stormbringer, starting at 9 p.m. And my cousin's doing... He's on the drums.
That's nice. Sabbath drums.
Mark George. He'll be
Wouldn't
doing
he be
the
G. Mark?
I'll be doing the Rodian.
I thought he'd be G. Mark, right?
No. He's not G. Mark.
Oh, well, you're G. Julie, right?
So I'm doing Rodian for the organist. And the drummer.
And lifting up that big organ, too.
Yes, it's a...
Not only was that water cold, but
job.
It's deep.
Oh, I can't believe I was reading
Admission's
the wrong
only
thing.
$5, by the way, so if you drive there and spend the electricity...
It'll cost you more in gas, I'd say.
Yes.
I can give them gas for free.
Okay, you know what? I did find November 30th, and there's still not much going on. State of the Union and Jawow are at Key West... Free show North Adams, Mass. There's a place called Key West in Massachusetts?
Well, North Adams, Mass is the inbreeding capital of Massachusetts, you know.
Oh. Well, get up there and see State of the
Metal
Union.
Metal Mike
Jawa.
Saunders' first ex-wife was from North Adams.
Uh-huh.
Angus Simmons.
Where is that? West?
Berkshire's, yeah.
Wednesday, Thurston Moore Group are at Once.
May I tell my Thurston Moore story?
Yeah, because that's about all I got.
Okay. So back in 1976, with Gulcher Magazine, Eddie Flowers from the Gizmos was like pen pals with 18-year-old Thurston Moore from Connecticut, who was going down to New York City and seeing all the CBGB's bands. So Thurston had a letter printed one time about all the great New York bands inside Initial Gulcher, which I read at Marine Barracks, Fort Meade, Maryland, when I was guarding the NSA, fall 76. So anyway, young Thurston says to Eddie, he's like, oh, the Gizmos, yeah, you guys put out a record. He goes, I'd like to join the band. And Eddie's like, nah, that's okay. We got enough people already. So we jump-started Thurston Moore's career. And Kim Gordon was born in Rochester, too, which has nothing to do with nothing. But I know approximately where she was living, other side of the river than me. So
down by the river.
I mean, Kim Gordon, okay, on the east side of the Genesee River in Rochester.
Yep.
Kim Gordon is born. Then Wendy L. Williams, she's from Rondequoit. And then at 880 Clifford Avenue was Lydia Koch, who became Lunch. So, of course, then there was that 82-year-old weightlifting woman that somebody tried to rob her, and she goes, if I'm going to hell, he's going too. So she went and clobbered him. Like, it's been all over Facebook. And then, you know, guys,
like,
I know.
Sounds like a colorful neighborhood.
Yeah, Rochester's, it's happening. Julie's even seen stuff on Clinton Avenue that I can't mention.
And that's where, what's his name? Greg Provost?
I've known him. I skipped school.
Chesterfield Kings are from.
I skipped school to meet him. We were both 18 at the time. Oops, sorry, Greg. Yeah, Greg doesn't look a day over 39, of course.
Do you think this is the same Thurston Moore song called Space?
Where are you getting it from?
I don't know. Wherever I got it from.
Yeah, I mean, I'm halfway. What day is it again that he's playing? Wednesday?
He's playing Wednesday, yes, at once.
I got to learn Christmas songs for Club Linehan at Go-Go so that we can play in your neighborhood. So sorry, Thurston, we got enough people anyway. He wanted to join Club Linehan at Go-Go too, but we told him, no, we got enough people already. So
I am getting this stuff from Thurston Moore, Psychic Hearts.
It might be, huh?
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right.
Thurston Moore on MFO.
Thurston Moore the fourth.
Yes. And if you have a question for Kenny, it's 855-915-9636. Or maybe you have a question for Julie. G. Julie. I should... was Thurston Moore. I wasn't digging it very much.
More or less.
So we went into Dead Boys, which everyone loves. And I forgot to tell you before the show's almost over, my band, the Thigh Scrapers, are looking for a drummer. Now look, we're signed. We're going to be in the Pop International Overthrow next year.
Is that David Bash's International Pop Overthrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
We got invited to that for next year. And, well, we're going in. We worked with David Minahan. We're going to go in the studio again soon. If you're interested, you can call my number, 339-236-1126. Or text it. Don't call me now, not while I'm on the radio. But you can text me there. And anything you want to say about that, Kenny? Us needed a drummer, the Thigh Scrapers?
Well, I can tell them about my opinion of the band.
Yeah, what are they like?
Okay, so seeing as how Brian's show has been the best music that I was listening to back in 1973, you know, glam rock and punk and all that thing, I mean, like, just that Iggy block alone, as I have told Brian, too, because he was trying to analyze what I say in print sometimes, which I know is kind of cryptic, so obscure. you know, I mean, I was into, like, you know, Iggy and the New York Dolls back when I was a senior in high school, and I won't say how young Brian was. Well, Brian wasn't born back then in 73, 74.
Oh, I was born then.
Okay, well.
I was born early 70s, 71.
Oh, 71? What month?
March.
I got Funhouse in October of 71, and I got the first Stooges album in December.
Mm-hmm.
So you were literally in the crib as I'm buying Stooges records.
Right.
So some of this gizmosis. I was
listening to Beatles and Stones, though. Because my mother loved them. So.
Your mother. Oh, that's a song your mother should know.
Yeah. Your mother should know.
Oh. So, well, it's ironic that, you know, Brian was a wee lad listening to that stuff, and now his band sounds like what I wanted my band to sound like back in 73, 74. So, I mean, you know, you got 1970 by the Stooges he covers, does that well. You know, some Johnny Thunders, some New York Dolls.
We got all kinds of originals coming up.
And can't forget the originals, too. It's just that usually you can judge a band by listening to their cover.
Okay.
So, to re-praise Bo Diddley. So, yeah, they're a good band. You got Schmelher behind on bass. So, that guy's like in every band almost that I'm not.
Jimmy James on guitar.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guitar player. I did a gig with him down in New York. I was playing bass with Cal Kelly and Glider. And Jimmy said, yeah, I went and auditioned for, the Johnny Angel band there from the 80s. Blackjacks.
Right.
Johnny says to him, come in and play me your best Johnny Thunders licks. Jimmy says, I played two notes, and Johnny goes, you're in the band. So you got Jimmy James's Jimmy Thunders, you know. I mean, you'd have to be a complete imbecile now to want to join this band. I mean, I was even drumming in 73. I'd do it too, but who the hell wants to go down to Cranston, Rhode Island? My Quaker ancestors already escaped Boston just to go down there. They said, well, this is Providence, so.
Well, you might have heard us if you hear this show. We always do the theme in the beginning, but why don't I put Shatter on right now to give them another dose of the Thigh Scrapers?
So Thigh Scrapers are looking for a drummer, and, you know, y'all do it. Don't be a dumbass. Can I say dumbass?
Well, okay. Sure.
All right, sir.
Well, here they are. You can join this band. MFO!
It's all- Hudson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crazy Show with Kenny Highland. And he's still sticking around. If you want to call in, 855-915-9636. We're going to be in the other room burning some CDs. What have you heard since the Ramones? Deep Purple with Lazy Stranglers with Get a Grip on Yourself. Thurston Moore, A Little Bit of Space. Dead Boys, All This and More. The Thigh Scrapers with Shatter. State of the Union with Bombs in Boston. We heard Bricks and Mortar with Salem. Power Slut with Sad Waste of Your 20s. And you know the rest. Have a request? Well, save it for then. Hey, next week I have from the Montgomerys and the Irresponsibles, Peter Montgomery will be on the show. So tune in for that. And also, yes, the Thigh Scrapers are looking for a drummer. Contact me at 339-236-1126. Throw me a text. And until next time, see ya!